Books and Arts. Book Review. Stories from Pakistan. Old Man's Tales. The Wandering Falcon by Jameel Ahmad.
In 1893, Sir Henry Mortimer Durand drew a line in the sand, marking a border between Afghanistan and northwest British India, now Pakistan. In doing so, he carelessly carved up the Pashtun homeland. That line runs like a thread through The Wandering Falcon, Jameel Ahmad's finely crafted first novel of stories, set amid the Pashtun and Baluchi tribes that make up Pakistan's Wild West. Starting in the 1950s from the tangle of crumbling, weather-beaten and broken hills where the borders of Iran, Pakistan and Afghanistan meet, Mr. Ahmad works his way northeast over the course of two decades. He pauses along the way to describe life in the semi-autonomous tribal areas, the migratory patterns of the nomadic Karots, the quiet, tormented lives of the Gujars, the ancient feud between the Wazirs and the Mahsuds, using as a guide a recurring character, Tor Baz, the Black Falcon of the title. Tor Baz is ostensibly the focus of The Wandering Falcon. Gliding through the sky as men murder each other and women are sold for a pound of opium on the ground below. His function is to help the reader understand the passage of time. Born to unwed parents in the first story and witness to the brutal justice they receive as a result, by the final tale, Tor Baz takes a wife. He appears quietly in the intervening stories, here a guide, here an informer, a bit player in a much larger narrative that contrasts the ancient customs of the tribes with the rocky adolescence of the new state. Born in 1933, Mr. Ahmad spent his working life as a Pakistani civil servant in postings up and down the region. The Wandering Falcon was completed in 1974 and sat unpublished for four decades, until friends and family persuaded him to show it to Mero Gokhale, a young editor at Penguin India. Mr. Ahmad writes with an insider's knowledge, a careful attention to detail, and an admirable restraint in his language. Metaphorical flourishes are rare, and he is almost never judgmental. This is how the tribes live, he says, neither romanticising nor criticising their way of life. The Wandering Falcon is not a long book, but it is dense with nuance and offers uncommon insight into a land too often explained away as the most dangerous place on earth. A wonderful debut.